Amen. How many know that God is good? Amen. Well, let me back up. I bet you know the first question, what is he doing here? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I guess the cat's out of the bag. I have moved back home. Praise God. Not home, but home, church home. Glory to God. Houston. For temporarily, my parents were gracious to let me stay with them. And thank you all. Appreciate that. While I get back on my feet for moving from Arkansas, praise God, I was faithful enough to make that 2.5 hour drive for many, many years. And praise God, I don't have to do that anymore. Oh, my God. It was okay coming, but boy, while y'all was at home eating a snack or what, I was still on the road. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God is faithful, and now we're believing, and we found a couple of places, and we're believing, and as you agree with me that, you know, God gives me favor, and I'll get my place. Praise God. All right. Praise God. Anyway, let's get before you with the word, and let's pray real fast. Father God, thank you for the word that it goes forth this night, that it touches the hearts of the hearers. Hallelujah, Lord, that it bring about a change, that it open up blind eyes. Hallelujah, encourage somebody, help somebody. Glory to God, blesses somebody. Glory to God, and they'll take this word and do the same with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to, well, when he asked, I said, well, I'll just talk about the new birth, since that's what he's been talking about, you know, just keep it going. I said, no, I'm just playing. And the Lord said, yeah, go ahead. I said, okay. But tonight we're going to come from a different angle. Title of this brief message is going to be the new birth. You are still brand new. Praise God. Let's go to Lamentations 3, 21, 2, and 3. Then you're going to go, I don't know if you have them ready already. Oh, you do. Okay, well, never mind. I don't have to tell you. This, because my computer is in repair, so I had to handwrite. I hope I can read my handwriting. So y'all work with me here. All right. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. 2. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because, or in overcome, excuse me, mother, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And the key word we want to focus on, I forgot before I read that, is the word new. Okay? We're focusing on the word new. You are still brand new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Many of us know what that reads, but we're going to put it on the screen for those who don't know. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new, and you know you got to talk to me. You can turn this down a little bit. I don't know if it's loud to y'all, but it's loud where I'm standing. A new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God. Galatians 6, 15 and 16. Now, we'll probably come back to these for reference, but we're just going to read them now. For Christ, y'all have it? Ready? Here we go. For Christ, for in Christ, Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Next verse. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Hallelujah.